Okay, so today we're going deep on something that's pretty much taken over the internet.
Yeah.
SaaS.
Yeah.
Software as a service.
Right.
And to be honest, it's something I think about every day because I use it all the time.
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, Spotify, Netflix, like all these apps.
Right.
We're using them constantly, but we don't like own the software.
Exactly.
It's all out there in the cloud somewhere, right?
It's all on some server that we don't have to worry about.
Yeah, yeah.
You just pay our monthly fee and it works.
Exactly. And that's kind of the magic of SaaS. Mm. But today, we're going to kind of like peel back the curtain.
Okay.
And look at how these things are actually built.
Awesome.
And specifically, you know, our sources are talking a lot about this power couple.
Okay.
of technologies.
Right.
React and Node.js.
Ah, yes. The dynamic duo.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've even heard of these.
Of course.
And I'm not a developer or anything. So what is it about this pair that makes them so well suited for SaaS?
Well, I think the biggest thing is just how well they complement each other.
Okay.
You know, React is really great at building user interfaces.
Okay.
And making them really dynamic and interactive.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Node.js, which is really powerful on the back end for handling all of the server side stuff.
Gotcha. So React is like what we see.
Yeah. The front end.
Yeah, the pretty stuff.
Exactly.
And Node.js is doing all the heavy lifting in the back.
Yep, all the behind the scenes stuff.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So let's dig into React a little bit more.
Okay.
Because one of the things our sources mentioned is this idea of component-based structure.
Yes.
And how that helps with building these interfaces.
Right. So it's all about reusability.
Okay.
So you can build these small components.
Mm-hmm.
Think of them like little building blocks.
Okay.
And then you can put those together.
Yeah.
To create more complex features. And then you can reuse those components.
Oh, that's interesting.
In different parts of your application.
So it's kind of like Legos.
Exactly like Legos.
You build a little car and then you can take the wheels off and put them on a spaceship.
Exactly. And that makes development so much faster.
Okay.
And easier because you don't have to reinvent the wheel every time.
Gotcha. So that's a huge plus.
Mm-hmm.
For developers and then ultimately for users as well, because things can get updated faster.
Right. Exactly.
Okay, cool. So that's React. We kind of get the front end. Now let's talk about the back end a little bit more.
Okay.
Node.js.
Yes.
What makes it so powerful for SaaS?
So Node.js is built on something called the JavaScript runtime environment.
Okay.
And it's designed to be very efficient, okay. And it can handle a lot of concurrent connections.
Okay. Now that sounds kind of technical. What does that mean in like layman's terms?
So basically imagine you have a web server and you have a bunch of people trying to access it at the same time. Node.js is really good at handling all of those requests and making sure that everyone gets a quick response without the server crashing.
So that's kind of like the waiter at a restaurant.
Yeah.
They can like handle like 10 tables at once.
Exactly.
Keep all the order straight.
Keep everything moving smoothly.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cool. So we got the front end, we got the back end, and there's another really important concept that our sources brought up, and that's scalability.
Right.
So what does scalability mean in the context of building a SaaS application?
So scalability is the ability of your application to grow.
Okay.
And handle more users, more traffic, more data without affecting performance.
Okay.
So as your app gets more popular, you don't want it to slow down. You don't want it to crash. You want it to keep working smoothly.
Makes sense. And that's something you have to think about from the beginning, right?
Absolutely.
It's not like an afterthought?
No, it's not something you can just sprinkle on top later.
Okay.
It has to be baked into the architecture.
Gotcha. So it's kind of like if you're building a house
and
you want to add a second story later.
Right.
You got to make sure the foundation is strong.
Exactly.
Enough.
You need to have the right foundation in place from the beginning.
Cool. And speaking of foundations, there was this one concept that I read about in the sources that I didn't really understand.
Okay.
It had to do with React, and it was something called a virtual DOM.
Ah, yes.
What is that?
So the virtual DOM is a really clever way that React optimizes updates to the user interface.
Okay.
So basically, instead of updating the entire page every time something changes, React creates a virtual representation of the page.
Okay.
And then it figures out the most efficient way to update only the parts that have changed.
So it's kind of like if you were editing a document
and
instead of like retyping the whole thing every time you made a change, you just change the words that you need to change.
Exactly. It saves a lot of time and effort.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. So So that's a pretty in-depth look at how SaaS applications are built.
Yeah.
But let's step back for a second and talk about why this is important for our listeners.
Okay.
You know, why should they care about all this technical stuff?
Well, I think it's important to understand how the things we use every day work.
Mm.
You know, we rely on these applications so much.
Right.
And it's fascinating to see what goes on behind the scenes.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like magic, right?
Yeah.
You just click a button and things happen.
Exactly. But there's a lot of thought and engineering that goes into making that happen.
Right. And I think it also gives you a better appreciation for the complexity of these applications.
Absolutely.
And the skill of the people who build them.
Right. It's not easy.
No, it's not.
To build these things.
Okay. So we're almost out of time here, but I want to leave our listeners with one final thought.
Okay.
You know, next time you're using your favorite app, whether it's Spotify or Netflix or whatever,
right,
take a moment to think about all the work that went into building it.
Mm-hmm.
All the code, the design, the super
people.
Yeah, all the people
working behind the scenes.
Exactly. And appreciate the seamless experience that they've created for you.
Absolutely.
And maybe even consider, you know, if you're interested in this kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
maybe consider learning more about it.
Yeah, there's so many resources available.
There are, yeah.
To learn about SaaS development, like React, Node.js, all of that.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, keep exploring, folks, and who knows, maybe you'll be the one building the next big thing.
Maybe you'll be on the show one day.
Right.
Talking about your SaaS app.
All right, thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you next time.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.